And that's why we leave the BBC World Service with thanks to Salah Safi and Rob Young to begin a brand new day here on BBC Radio 4. Welcome, this is Vigialis. It's 20 past 5 on Tuesday, the 7th of May, 2024. 1,466 years to the day since the dome of the exquisite Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, then known, of course, as Constantinople, collapsed just 20 years after its construction. It was immediately ordered rebuilt by the Roman Emperor Justinian I. Thank you to him, because what a thing to behold 15 centuries later, even if in a slightly different form. Now, speaking of Romans,
what was it really like to be Roman?
These reliefs are like little photographs for us of the Roman world. They're incredible.
She's living with two guys.
With two younger guys, yes.
I'm Mary Beard, and I'll be gathering clues to help me rebuild the lives of six people who lived under the Roman Empire.
It's pretty clear these are her lovers. I don't think there's any other way to read this.
Discovering their thoughts and feelings.
The landlord is saying, look, mate, if you want to fight, get outside. And landlords have been saying that for 2,000 years, probably longer.
Being Roman on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting this morning at 9.
Now let's head to the BBC Weather Centre and join Helen Willetts. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Vigi. Hello there, good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on today, Tuesday the 7th of May 2024. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Rockall, 1023, expected Lincolnshire, 1029 by midnight tonight. High, Iberia, 1024, expected Seoul, 1028 by the same time. Low, Shetland, 1015, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0. Southerly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain, fog patches in Viking, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Viking. South at 0. Easterly, becoming variable. Then, northwesterly 2 to 4. Rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in 40s and Cromartie. Veering southerly, except in east 40s and east Dogger. Fog patches at first in 40s, Tyne and Dogger. Good, occasionally very poor at first in 40s, Tyne and Dogger. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. North or northeast, becoming variable in Fisher, German Bight and White. 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Thames and Dover. Occasional rain, fog patches except in Dover and White. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor except in Dover and White. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northwest 3 or 4, or occasionally 5, except in Portland, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, north 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Irish Sea, north or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less. Fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor, later. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Variable 4 or less, becoming south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Rockall. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Bailey, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, but 3 or 4 at first in Faroes, occasionally 7 later. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on today, the 7th of May 2024. Tyree Automatic, north 4, 16 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Stornoway. North-northwest 2, 19 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Lerwick. North-west 3, 19 miles, 1,017, rising. Lucas. South-east by east 1, drizzle, 3 miles, 1,020, rising. Bridlington. North-northwest 3, 1,017, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 2, 2 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, more than 27 miles, 1,015. Jersey, north 3, 7 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, north 3, 7 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast 1, 24 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north northeast 1, 1,019, rising. And Malinhead, north by west 3, 15 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on today, Tuesday the 7th of May 2024. The general situation. A high will build over the British Isles today. The winds will be light and any rain and fog will clear from the east. But further fog will develop over the Irish Sea tomorrow with rain and strong winds affecting the northern waters later. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in the north, otherwise variable, becoming southerly 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northerly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly 2 to 4, fog patches at first in the south, good, occasionally very poor at first in the south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in the southeast, fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in the northeast, becoming variable for a time, mainly fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northerly backing northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, fog patches later in the south, good, occasionally very poor later in the south. The Isle of Man, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, soon becoming variable 3 or less, settling southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 4 or less, becoming southeasterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnam Muchan Point, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. Ardnam Muchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, good. And finally, the Shetland Isles. northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeasterly 4 or 5 later, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll have a general weather forecast in just a few minutes. Fiji.
Helen, thank you very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 7th of May. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vijay Alice. Israel has carried out waves of airstrikes on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza after rejecting the proposed peace deal Hamas has signed up to. Data on UK armed forces personnel, including some addresses, has been accessed by hackers. In business, there's more war for Boeing, and in sport, things get worse for Manchester United. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that a ceasefire deal for Gaza, proposed by mediators and approved by Hamas, is a long way from meeting his country's demands. But Israeli negotiators will continue to participate in talks, which are due to resume in Cairo. Overnight, there were fresh airstrikes on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Palestinian hospital staff said at least 5 people had been killed. Yaakov Katz, a fellow with the Jewish People Policy Institute, says Israel remains focused on the elimination of Hamas.
I don't see this government agreeing to a condition that would end the war. What Prime Minister Netanyahu has said is that we could go into Rafah now, we could agree to a deal with the hostages, get them back, and then go into Rafah later. But Rafah is not off the table.
A payroll system used by the Ministry of Defence has been accessed by hackers. The bank details of all serving armed forces personnel and some veterans could potentially have been compromised. Home addresses in some cases too. The MOD has responded, as our correspondent Ellie Price explains.
It has taken immediate action to take down that external system, to take it offline, and that it is currently investigating exactly what's gone on. Now, the MOD is also, we're told, in the process of notifying and providing support and advice to those people who may have been affected, including making veterans organisations aware.
A fresh wave of strikes has got underway on the railways in the long-running pay dispute between the train drivers' union, ASLEF, and 16 operators. The action will last until Thursday, affecting different train companies each day. The Rail Delivery Group has invited the union to informal talks to find common ground before re-entering full negotiations. ASLEF's General Secretary Mick Whelan says strikes will continue until a pay rise is agreed.
We've always sought to achieve a fair pay deal for the people that we represent. You know, there are two choices in life, quite obviously, to do something or do nothing. And after 22 months out on strike and the longest strike in rail history, we either have to keep going or we stop. There is no benefit to stopping because we're still in the same position. We're